This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There seemed to be some bipartisan, I wouldn't call it love, wouldn't call it spirit, I might call it pragmatism coming out of Washington yesterday, the White House meeting on infrastructure, to be specific. There was broad agreement that Congress and the president are going to have to do something about roads and bridges and all the rest. Footnote here that there wasn't any real talk about where the money is going to come from, but there is similar bipartisan pragmatism in the air about the possibility of another big move by Congress and the White House, legislation to lower prescription drug prices. That one's going to come down to money, too. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, that has the Washington influence machine running full steam.
This battle has gotten so big, it's getting tough to tune it out, especially if you watch TV.
They're America's biopharmaceutical researchers, pursuing life-changing cures in a country that fosters innovation.
The big drug companies don't see us as people. They see us as profits.
That first ad is sponsored by Pharma, which represents the multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical industry. The second is from AARP. Both ads are part of what's become a daily barrage of messaging aimed at swaying consumers and others in the high-stakes battle over drug price legislation. David Certner is a lawyer and lobbyist for AARP.
We know our members take on average between 4 and 5 prescriptions a month. So this is obviously a big deal for them personally and for most seniors.
AARP alone has 38 million members who are 50 and older. They're part of a group that tends to vote more and make more political donations than any other group. Certner says mobilizing that group is just part of the strategy.
We're targeting members of Congress and the elected officials here who are going to be the decision makers.
AARP spent over $8 million lobbying Congress last year, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Pharma spent $28 million. The drug industry has a lot on the line and a big image problem.
I hate to say it, but of course I think that the pharmaceutical companies are benefiting from this.
Karen Cox lives in New York and is what you could call an engaged healthcare consumer. Her daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when she was 9. Cox says a decade ago, her out-of-pocket cost for a 3-month supply of insulin was $300 before she hit her deductible. Today, she says,
those 3 vials of insulin are $600.
Cox doesn't just blame the drug companies. She says there are others pushing up prices. Middlemen, echoing Pharma's own wide-reaching ad campaign called Let's Talk About Cost, a.k.a. Let's Talk About Who Else Is to Blame for High Drug Costs.
More than one-third of the list price of a medicine is rebated back to middlemen, like insurers and pharmacy benefit managers.
Middlemen like PBMs and insurers have been shifting more of the cost of healthcare to you for years.
Well, there is plenty of blame to go around.
Robin Feldman is a law professor at the University of California, Hastings, and author of Drugs, Money, and Secret Handshakes.
Everybody wants to point to someone else as the bad guy, but to be fair, each of the parties is contributing to what is driving the prices up.
Because, Feldman says, at every step in the process, one of those parties takes a profit. Profits millions of potential voters say come at too high a cost.
People are hurting and they are letting their interest groups and their politicians know how they feel about it.
Those politicians have unleashed a slew of proposals for how to bring down drug prices. Proposals, but no agreement on what should be done. Only that something has to be done. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.